The White House and Congress are hoping to forestall or ease a recession by putting checks in people's pockets. As part of the government's economic stimulus package, nearly everyone who files a tax return will receive that check. An unintended consequence is that tax preparers who offer help to low-income and elderly citizens are swamped. Megan Williams of member station WHQR has more.
At 9:30 in the morning, the third floor of the main library in Wilmington, North Carolina, is anything but hushed. The crowd is mostly senior citizens who started arriving hours ago to stake their place for the free tax help offered here. Constance Brown was second in line.
I came yesterday, but I had 30 people here already. Had to go back, so I came to 7:30 this morning, and I am hungry.
Nobody claims you as a defendant, right?
No.
Okay. We put it down.
Brown and many of the others are here today because Congress agreed to include Social Security and disability recipients in the stimulus package. But anyone looking to claim a check from the government first has to file a tax return with the IRS, something these retirees are pretty rusty at.
They haven't filed tax returns 10 years, maybe 15 years, and now they have to file a tax return. So, they come to us.
Kevin O'Grady is coordinating this tax preparation site. He says his volunteers have filed hundreds more returns than usual this year, and that the stimulus stampede is taking a toll not just on his workers, but also on the people they usually serve.
Normally, we would be doing regular tax returns, and out of the 29 people I signed in this morning, one is doing a regular tax, I think maybe two, are doing a regular tax return. So they're basically squeezed out.
There are thousands of free tax assistance centers like this one nationwide. They're intended to help the working poor get their taxes done without paying for a private service. Mady Henson, who oversees the United Way's tax program, says her center saw a rush of seniors when the stimulus package was first announced.
You had seniors that were very unsure as to whether they needed to or concerned that they should. Who were coming.
The IRS says it is working on ways to make filing for the checks easier for Social Security recipients. The service is looking at extending hours at its own tax assistance centers and possibly keeping them open past April 15th, just for people filing for the stimulus check. It's also about to mail instructional packages to every eligible person on Social Security's rolls. Acting IRS Commissioner Linda Stiff says trying to serve this older population has presented an unexpected challenge for an agency that has increasingly focused on e-filing and other new technologies.
We did find ourselves having to step back, and we had to think about our mothers, we had to think about our grandmothers, we had to think about neighbors that we've seen, and figure out how we could reach them.
Back at the Tax Preparation Center in North Carolina, Kevin O'Grady says if nothing else, his crowds are a clear sign of government in action.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where Congress's action is brought into effect.
For NPR News, I'm Megan Williams in Wilmington, North Carolina.